This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, sitting in for Fred Penny, who is on assignment. To my right, in the position of normal and usual prominence, is Denise Dirks. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Well, I'm outstanding, like a farmer in his field. So, you know, the bad dad joke start, we're not even a minute into the program. How does that, how's that for a... How are you? Behind the glass, Cal Hunter. Cal, what's shaking?
Well, there was a train here. I can tell it left tracks. Speaking of bad dad jokes. I'm sorry I had to go there.
No, Denise is already breaking out the look of contempt, like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a long 3 hours.
And the anti-high medicine. But good morning to all of you. Hello, everybody who's listening. Thanks for doing so. Yeah.
So a lot of stuff happening this week. A lot of stuff happening that we're probably not going to talk about. We're not really going to talk too much about anything election-oriented. Only for the fact that you can't swing a dead cat around media these days without hearing something about it. It's dominating every channel. It's dominating every news source. I don't know that there's anything we could say about it at this point on a Saturday after a full week of news that hasn't already been spoken of.
Cal. One thing.
Yes.
If you are of legal age and legally registered, please, in the name of heaven, get out and vote. It is the most important right granted to us by our Constitution, because by which we determine our own fate.
Yeah.
It's a thing that makes us a peaceful nation. It's a thing that keeps palace coups with guns from not happening. So please don't take this lightly.
I mean, Go vote. If you think about it, the ability to have a say in how you are governed via your vote is what this country was founded on. Now, the founding fathers sat there and were, wait a second, how can you tax us over here in the colonies without giving us a voice, any representation over in England? How can you do that? How can decisions be made about our life, our liberty, our pursuit of happiness without us having even a say in that? That's what spurred the creation of this country, one of the pillars that spurred the creation of this country. And yet, surprisingly, I think we're going to have, my prediction is that this election is probably going to have the highest voter turnout in an election in my lifetime.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, when things are going well, people go, voting, I'm busy. But when they feel like that it's time to grasp onto our reality and say, I want to help either drive this engine in this direction or that direction, people get out and vote. It's one of the coolest things ever.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's exciting. And there's been more voting in many states to date than there has been in the last elections.
And certainly more pre-election day voting than there ever has been. Of course, that comes because a lot of ballots were mailed out. But still, people are getting out and voting, and thank the good Lord in heaven above, because then those very people realize, if I didn't vote, I couldn't complain.
Now,
vote I can.
A bad ominous sign.
They say you'd like to think that they would say, if I didn't vote, I can't complain. Yet my guess is there's a lot of complaining being done by people that have never cast a vote. It just happens.
You know,
right?
That.
and you know, I would say that also. I would also echo this. I think that people need to get out and vote, even in jurisdictions where they feel like their choice is a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, so it's no secret, we're in California. That's where we broadcast this show from. I think the last time the Electoral College, the 55 or whatever votes from California, went to a Republican candidate was Reagan in 84.
Yeah.
Since then, it's, I mean, what, the last 30 years, 40 years, it's all gone since Reagan towards the Democratic candidate.
And the down ballot offices for state election have all gone to Democrats as well. The legislatures are both dominated by Democrats. But you know what? If eventually people say they're abusing their power to serve or abusing their right or their, what's the word I'm looking for, the power we've given them as the people, time to make a change. That's how it works. That's the cool thing about it.
And so my thought on it is this. If you would normally vote for a Democrat and you're in California, I don't necessarily think you should rest on your laurels thinking, oh, well, you know what, our guy's going to win, so I don't need to vote. Vote!
Yeah.
If you're Republican and you're sitting there thinking, well, my vote doesn't matter because it always goes Democrat, I don't care, vote!
Yes, it does matter.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Well, it does and it doesn't. I mean, on my very first presidential election, I was on the West Coast, and the results were already known before I voted, so I went and voted anyway,
yep.
Even though my vote didn't matter.
Well, there are down-ballot races about which your vote counts. Pardon me, county supervisors, school boards, individual tax initiatives within your county. Every vote that you cast affects something around you, so you can't take anything for granted. And I think that that's the critical thing to me.
I'll give you a classic example. That was 2008 in California.
Yeah.
So 2008, Barack Obama was running against John McCain for president. Also on the ballot in 2008 was a measure, I believe, to legalize marijuana. And everybody thought at the time, well,
In California.
And so everybody thought at the time, all right, in California, folks that if Obama's going to win and there's so much support for him, those same folks are going to vote to legalize marijuana. We know that's the case. So they thought that this measure was a shoo-in. Measure didn't pass. You know why? Because there are a lot of people that assumed because Obama's going to win and the Democrats always carry California, we don't need to show up to vote. And they didn't vote for the down ballot stuff. And yeah, it didn't get
well,
passed.
That's the point. Or they were down home smoking a blunt going, I got to celebrate the victory, man.
Yeah. It's like the Bart Simpson one where he was running for class president. And he bought everybody cupcakes. And everybody's really happy. Cool, I have all this support. Of course, none of the people actually made it to the ballot box. And the one guy won with two votes. And it wasn't Bart. So, anyway, I think we talked.
I mean, in our small counties, we have supervisor races where some districts where less than 2,000 people are eligible to vote. So literally one vote can make the difference.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, just don't mess with this. Don't trifle with it. Please don't take it for granted. Just go vote.
Go vote. And be informed when you vote.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So some of the topics we're going to talk about today are some of the tech companies facing some lawsuits and challenges about how information is disseminated. We'll leave it at that. We'll talk about the nuts and bolts of what's going on in there. We've got, let's see, sex cult leaders being sentenced to significant amounts of time. Supreme Court has weighed in yet again on another request with regard to ballots and when ballots should be counted. I want to comment about that and why the Electoral College is a way to sort of, was designed to sort of counter the effect of uncertainty come voting day for president. Let's see, what else do we have here? Restaurants. You know, the government's coming in, shutting everything down, but we still want you to pay your permits and all this kind of stuff. It's a big lawsuit against government agencies who continue to collect money, even though they, for liquor licenses and permits, even though they shut the businesses down for most of the year.
Which tells you the agencies don't really get it.
No, they don't.
Listen,
they don't.
You can't get paid, but we're going to.
Yes. You know, look, when the money stops flowing, it stops flowing for everybody. I think sometimes that gets lost. When we come back from the break, we'll get into these and other topics, but not before we have what everybody tunes in for, which is case or no case. Cal is over there going, oh, do I have some to try to stump these
I'll just
folks.
Give you a tease. If you drive an E-Class Mercedes, this should be of interest to you. Our case or no case should be of interest to you. So, Todd, just want to remind you of that, because that lovely new one you have out there is...
Yeah. Well, I think that the vehicle I drive has the letter E in it, and that is the only similarity.
No, there's no E.
I thought that was just your gas tank.
There's no E in GMC.
But there is in Tahoe. That's right. No, wait, it's Denali. Oh, whatever. Cal, take us away.
We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Jason Ross.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Okay, I'm going to mess up as much as I can. Now it's time for us to go right back to Denise and Todd. I got button fever.
You know what we need to have? We need to have that. What's the song? The Little Spanish Flea. This is playing in the background. So anytime it happens, we just have this ready to go. Da 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 da.
The Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass one. I'll try to find that.
I love that song.
I do too.
I won't be able to get it on the air, of course, but I'll try to find it.
But we'll do it a cappella. Denise has a look. Let me tell you something, Cal. Let me tell you something.
Please. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna. Because I happen to know some people that Denise works with, okay, and they have shared some information with me about Denise's penchant and desire and love for karaoke.
No.
Oh, yes. Apparently.
And what song does Denise like to sing, please?
Denise, what are your go-to songs for karaoke?
My very, very, very favorite song of all times is called Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Hmm.
So I will sing that one. Uh-huh. And I also like such things like Radar Love.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, that's kind of a fun one. And then I like What If God Was One of Us. You know that one?
Yes.
If God Had a Name or whatever.
Cheryl Crow or whatever it is.
Yes. You know, like it's a different person. But, yeah, she's. And then I like to do a lot of Blondie and
Call Me.
The Tide Is High.
Okay, all right.
Right, that's an easy one.
That's easy.
But I tell you what, I go to the Moose Lodge and I sing, and you know what happens?
It's mine right here, man. Here we go.
Oh, that's yours?
This is Cal. Cal is. I wish you could see this. He was doing the air guitar.
Was that what that was?
Well, I'm just going to guess. We were a little blocked. All we could see is from the shoulders up. I'm assuming that was air guitar.
Yes, that was air guitar. I promise you. No, it was nothing untoward in my accent.
My go-to was always, and if you search really hard, you can find this on YouTube, but I will never divulge it, but Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi.
So if I say, let's see, dead.
Cal, do we have a case or no case that we need to get to here?
Uh-oh.
Well, perhaps that could... Oh, Images of Dead or Alive, Todd Kuhnen. It's right there. Google right to it.
You know, we're going to talk about why Google should have their 230 exemption taken away, and I now support it. What's our case?
Okay, here we go. Let's do this.
Yeah. Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right. I mentioned the Mercedes, the Burl Walnut Wood Trim on 2009 to 2016 E-Class Mercedes vehicles. Fades. And a dashboard, center consoles, doors, and a certain Ms. Callen said that she purchased her vehicle used, but from a Mercedes dealer, and it came with a warranty. Mercedes, you know, a bumper-to-bumper warranty. And she said, the wood here is fading. The salesman told her that Burl Walnut should last without any fading or discoloration for at least 29 to 30 years. Mercedes acknowledged they knew about the fading in the technical service bulletin, specifically that the Burl Walnut trim could fade because of lack of UV ray protection. The cure was to replace the wood trim. And so she decided she was going to go to Mercedes and say, listen, I want my wood trim replaced. And they said, madam, the warranty that you got covers only electrical and mechanical items that does not cover the wood trim. And she said, I don't think so, Mr. Daimler-Benz. And so she went after them and got counsel and said, do I have a case or no case? Todd, what do you think?
Well, that's it. The case of the female wood trim.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What we're going with. All right. That's going to get me in hot water. Okay, so I'm going to say yes, that this is a case. And the reason I'm going to say that is because sometimes, in my opinion, I have seen salespeople get a little, how do I put this?
Gild the lily somewhat?
Yeah, just a bit when it comes to extolling the virtues of the vehicle that they are trying to sell. And if he told her that this was not going to fade, and she relied on that, despite a bumper-to-bumper warranty, He noted that there was nothing in this statement where he said, it won't fade, and if it does, it's covered in the bumper-to-bumper warranty.
We don't know that, but we believe that was not said. He said he never said that.
And I think that people would look at it and go, well, you're a used car salesman. I think that you did say that. And because of that...
A, you don't know what you said, and B, you definitely said that. Yes.
Or C, your reputation precedes you.
And because he was an agent... of Mercedes at the time, because this was a used car bought from a Mercedes dealership, right?
Right, that's correct. Yep.
Because he was an agent of Mercedes, he bound Mercedes to his representation, and she wins. That's what I'm going to
Denise,
say.
Denise, what do you say, case or no case?
I say case, and she loses because it's not in the warranty, and every single contract I've ever read involving a car says that there has been no oral representations, and it's strictly by what's in this contract, and it's a mechanical and electrical warranty.
No other representations can be given, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So he got both of us because it's not a case.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to give the Fred Penny answer, okay? So the Fred Penny answer would be this. Well, okay, I don't think that this is a case. I don't think that this is a case. So I just want to go on record now that if it's not a case, that's what I really thought it was. It wasn't a case. But I'm going to say that it was a case, even though I think that it's not a case, so that I have my basis. I might not get points, but everyone knows that I knew it was or was not a case.
Yeah, no, but he'll say, because I want to do the opposite of what Denise does.
Yes.
Because I don't want to hurt her chances
that's
of winning.
That's right. Because I'm giving the heart symbol, because I'm a giver. I'm a giver.
Did both of you say this was a case?
Yes, okay. Both said this was a case.
Well, since we only have a minute left, I have to keep you and our audience waiting.
Okay. All right.
Because that's what I want to do. But I want you to think about Burl Walnut. You buy an E-Class Mercedes, which is a smaller one. I've had an E-Class E320, and I love the car. They're great cars. They really are. And probably that's when Mercedes hit their sweet spot, was when they made the E-Class. But that walnut trim in there, the varnish, wood finish peels off of those, and the wood starts to fade. And it's very frustrating because you have a nice car like that.
Yeah.
And you think, well, how can this happen? And the answer is, it happens because that's just, you know, wood happens, I guess is what I can tell
you. I wonder how many lawsuits, if any, but it wouldn't surprise me, that Mercedes has faced from people that, let's say, are maybe lower on the IQ scale. Like, I bought an E-Class. I thought this was an electric vehicle. Isn't that what E stands for?
I don't think that. Stay tuned. We'll have the answer to case or no case coming right up on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available
government-assisted programs and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Doctors are pushing back against President Trump, especially after the president said this on the campaign trail yesterday in the Midwest.
Our doctors get more money if somebody dies from COVID. You know that, right?
The American Medical Association renewed its criticism after his latest remarks. Their president, Susan Bailey, said in a statement, quote, "The suggestion that doctors in the midst of a public health crisis are overcounting COVID-19 patients or lying to line their pockets is a malicious, outrageous, and completely misguided charge." Scientists and physicians in the government pushing back as well. The Food and Drug Administration beefed up safety standards for a vaccine last month, and Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, travels the country urging state and local officials to adopt mask mandates, close down bars, and restrict large gatherings. All of this as the Midwest has become the latest epicenter and where case numbers are breaking records. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So, when we went to break, we were right in the middle of our case or no case. It's the case of the woman who bought her Mercedes E-Class with what she said were guarantees from the salesperson that the wood trim would not fade. It'll last 20 years, she was told.
29 to 30 years.
29 to 30 years. That's what she was told. And so she bought it, and the vehicle came with a bumper-to-bumper warranty. And so the question is, did she actually file a case against Mercedes for seeking relief because the wood trim did, in fact,
and both Todd and Denise said, "Why, yes, she did file a case."
Yes,
and
we
Denise
both
said,
"Did
she win or lose, Denise?"
I said she won.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me turn on your microphone. What do I have?
Oh, okay. I thought I heard myself, but
I have Fred's on. Sorry, go ahead.
Hi, Fred.
Nice to not see you, right? Okay. Yeah.
No, I said she lost because the warranty was very specific, and there was something in the contract that said there's been no oral representations of any kind.
Okay. And I said that she won because of the representations made by the salesperson.
Okay, so those of you who said it was a case, that's both of you. Congratulations to you.
Sorry about that. Big sign.
Now let's get into the outcome.
Uh-oh.
She did not prevail, not because she did not have a case, but because she filed the suit against Daimler-Benz, and at the time, Daimler was no longer a partner with Mercedes. It was just Mercedes-Benz. And so she lost the case on a technicality.
Because she named the wrong defendant.
Yes, exactly.
So did I win because she lost?
She lost, but you didn't give me good reason on why. And also, yeah, Mercedes... But your salesman, no.
But your salesman said it.
Next hour, we're going to talk about a guy who put in an appliance who made a fatal mistake. That's next time on Case.
Okay.
Or No Case.
Can't you just see if this thing went to trial and the defendant's like, oh my gosh, we've got to put the salesperson on the stand. But he's a salesperson. So they get in there, they just do the, you know, did you make these warranties? No, I did not. I did not make these warranties. But the salesperson just cannot help himself when he looks at the judge and says, you know, judge, if you're looking to buy a car, hands him his card. Yeah, I could get you a great deal. I could get the undercarriage coated for
it. What are you driving, Your Honor? I just wonder. You know,
just wonder.
You're going to make pretty good money, don't you?
We had the case until he opened his mouth and tried to sell the judge. Oh, brother.
Oh,
well, you know, that happens. And sometimes things that you say in a case like this case or no case, sometimes the things that a salesperson says can come back to haunt the entity for whom the salesperson works.
Yep.
You know, and there's a similar, there is a, I'm going somewhere with this, there is a similar thing that is a fear of some tech companies, that some tech companies have had the fear of, that a certain provision of the United States Code protects them from, and it is, if somebody is using our service, Facebook, Google, and when I say Google, we're really referring to things like YouTube, which is a subsidy of Google, or Twitter. If somebody says something untoward, a user, do we, as the provider of that service, face liability, maybe for defamation or something like that? And the answer to that question under the current status of law is no, they don't. You may have heard in the news a reference to a Section 230. Some people are saying that the 230 exemption should be done away with, and other people are saying, no, we need 230 because it protects free speech for tech companies. And, you know, there was a big hearing this last week, I believe, where certain CEOs were called up on, to testify on Capitol Hill. They did it virtually and not in person. But 230 came up there about whether or not certain stories were censored or whatever. I mean, 230 is the umbrella under which this entire topic is coming about. And essentially, what Section 230 protects or provides is that the tech companies, Google, Facebook, Twitter, they do not face personal liability just because somebody that uses their service says something that may be defamatory. The user might face penalties if they post something, but the company does not. That is the basic protection that the tech companies have. And you know, that's been in place, what, Denise, since like 1996?
Yeah, right. I think it was expanded under Obama, too. But it first came out, I believe, in 1996.
And one issue where this really came up originally was with, do you remember a company called Napster? Do you remember Napster?
The file sharing company, of course.
The file sharing company. And what ended up happening was people would get on, the users would get on, and they would share songs, music, copyrighted music. And so you could go and download an entire album for free because somebody else had uploaded it. And the music industry took Napster to task, and Napster was not able to effectively make the argument, we're just a file sharing service. We don't do this. That's the users you need to go after. And that didn't work out too well for Napster.
No, it went out of business.
It did.
When was the last time you heard of Napster, except on this show? They are long gone.
Yeah, they've morphed into other, that service has morphed into other services like Spotify and Pandora and stuff. But in those scenarios, there is a purchase option. So something can be shared. It's a snippet of something. But if you want to download it, you have to buy it.
And the person that's providing that is paying a licensing fee.
They are. So that didn't work out for that sharing service. But these tech companies, Google, Twitter, Facebook, and I guess we would throw in the, at this point, the TikToks and Instagrams and any social media platform, they are protected. Well, those protections are being challenged, and challenges have risen recently by both private entities who feel they have been sued, and as well as governmental entities. Denise, what is the entity that is taking some of the tech companies to task, seeking to maybe revoke the 230 status or change that?
You're talking about the Department of Justice?
Department of Justice.
The Google, though, is a little different. The Google, at least in terms of the allegation that Google is censoring conservative groups, it doesn't really involve the 230 protections. It's more of a First Amendment type of a claim. So with regard to that First Amendment claim, these conservative groups are saying, hey, you're taking away our right to inform our listeners through your platform. And this is a public platform, and you can't do that. You can't censor us. We have First Amendment rights. The problem is Google's not a governmental entity.
They are not.
And but they are being sued by these conservative groups. So we're going to see an interplay between claims of the right of First Amendment, you know, the First Amendment rights, and then also claims of censorship.
Yeah, it was on the 15th of October, so just a couple of weeks ago, Google announced a change in their, I guess you'd call it a censoring policy, or their prohibited content, to include now prohibited content. They will prohibit it, any content that threatens or harasses somebody by suggesting they are complicit in one of these harmful conspiracies such as QAnon or Pizzagate. Okay, and so that is, I mean, these entities were specifically named, so if anybody has any content that is close to that, that content is looking at getting removed or taken off of YouTube. And so the class action lawsuit by 15 plaintiffs that are suing the giant tech company for having these policies is, it's different than 230 for purposes of that lawsuit, but it does pull 230 in another way, and we'll get to why that is in just a moment. But, you know, one thing that these tech companies are, they say they're trying to prohibit, is hate speech. I'm all for that. I think hate speech has no place.
Well, that's one thing, but also misinformation is the underlying, I think.
It could be, but that gets more to the 230 argument. But hate speech is where this really first started coming in. The first prohibition was, oh, we can't have hate speech. The problem that I see with that is we have competing definitions of hate speech. We have the definition that the Supreme Court handed down as to hate speech that is not protected by the First Amendment. And then we have the definition that the tech companies are using for hate speech, and it doesn't mirror what the Supreme Court has said about hate speech. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back. Denise, we are like 45 minutes almost through the first hour. That went by quick.
Yep, I hope we can cover one important area, which is whatever happened to, look, I will defend your right to say whatever you want to say, regardless of whether it's popular or not, because that's, I think, a critical question here in this debate that very rarely comes up when we discuss free speech. So I hope you guys get a chance to talk about that, or whatever else you want to talk about, as Radio Law Talk continues. Just a minute, don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
All right, so when we went into the break, we were talking about the definition of hate speech and how what the definitions that we have in legal precedent, definitions that we have that have been handed out by the U.S. Supreme Court don't often mirror the definition that maybe a tech company like Facebook uses. When they say hate speech, they're talking about something a little bit different. I'll give you an example here. 1969, Brandenburg versus Ohio, the Supreme Court, in talking about speech and conduct that can be regulated, he said, you have to let this stuff. However, things that fall outside the purview of the First Amendment are advocacy directed to inciting or producing imminent lawless action and that which is likely to incite or produce such action. When you go a little bit further down in Supreme Court decisions, there was Virginia versus Black, Sandra Day O'Connor, writing the opinion for the court. And this was one that, cross-burning is a deplorable act. I don't like that. But this was a decision that talked about whether or not prohibitions of that type violated the First Amendment. And O'Connor said, a state may choose to prohibit only those forms of intimidation that are most likely to inspire fear of bodily harm. And so when you take these definitions, I mean, it seems to be getting at really somebody is saying something that's going to lead to physical harm, bodily harm to a person, and probably pretty quickly. Now, you compare those definitions to somebody that maybe had their speech censored because they said something along the lines of, well, I disagree that gender is malleable.
Right.
That you can call yourself a man even though you have are biologically female. I disagree with that you can just choose that. And people have had their speech, tweets taken down, censorship, because...
Which is absurd, by the way. I'm sorry. What's wrong with people expressing a divergent opinion?
Here's the thing. As Denise pointed out, tech companies are not governmental entities, right? And so when you have a tech company like Facebook, whose definition of hate speech they prohibit is, Facebook removes hate speech, which includes content that directly attacks people, and it doesn't say physical attacks, it's just, it can be verbal attacks people based upon their race, ethnicity, national origin, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, gender, or gender identity. Mm-hmm. And so under the Facebook guidelines of hate speech, they've determined that somebody's saying, look, I don't believe that gender is malleable, they can... Because they're a private entity, can look at that and say, well, that is an attack on somebody.
Yeah, so Facebook can say, we're not going to allow an open discussion on this question that in your mind may be settled, but clearly in other people's minds may not be.
They are free to do that.
Yeah.
Now, this gets to Section 230, okay? And whether or not Facebook and Twitter or any of the other folks are entitled to an exemption under Section 230, because Section 230 essentially says, look, you guys are just a platform. What people say on the platform, we're just a platform. What people say on the platform is their own speech,
their
not
problem,
us. This
right.
is not what we're doing.
Right.
The arguments against the 230 protection have been, wait a second, if you undertake to censor what people are saying on your site, you're removing, if you have this overriding policy that removes certain content from your site, then what has happened now is you've removed yourself from the argument of, we're just providing the platform, we're letting everybody else say what they want to say, and now you're interjecting yourself, which is making you more of an editor, more akin to a publication and a news agency, which we know because we have covered the cases, news agencies can face liability for defamation based upon what they publish.
But the question then becomes, how did Google and Facebook or whoever they are, what makes them the arbiter of what is factual or what is incorrect in a news site?
You know, it's
their site.
No, I understand that it's there, but they're expressing an opinion on a news story. We don't believe that this is factual. We're going to take it down.
Taking it down. They're putting a thing over it. You need to check this.
Let's do a real world example. I post something, whatever, let's say I make a post. Denise Dirks is wearing a coat made from the skins of 101 Dalmatians. Right?
Okay. All 101 of them. Yes.
If it were true, I don't face any liability. If it is false, and let me tell you something, if I were to actually make a post like that, I know Denise that
it's
she's
false.
An animal lover. That would be absolutely false.
Yeah.
By the way, the cat you were telling me about the other day. They found it.
The owners found it.
No, I know. I saw that on the... You know what?
Yes. So
it was returned by somebody.
It was returned by somebody. Anyway, that's beside the point. But if I said that about Denise, it would be patently false because she's an animal lover. There's no way she would make such a coat. And so if I said that about her, absolutely, if I posted that on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, I would be subject to personal liability. Twitter and Facebook would not be. But to Cal's question, what if Twitter... Because that's what I used when I posted it, came in and said, well, hold on a second. We need to fact check this. We need to fact check whether or not that happened. Who at Twitter has the overarching authority to say, this is correct, this is not correct? Right? Who there is the one that has the ability to say, this is a true fact, this is misinformation?
Who is the news demi-deity that waves the magic wand?
And I think that's where it gets a bit problematic because, I mean, I remember hearing these when Zuckerberg was called to Congress, right? And this was like a year, 2 years ago, and congressmen were asking Zuckerberg, well, wait a second. Facebook allowed all of these ads to be aired, and a lot of them were not true. What are you going to do to make sure that false advertising is not promulgated on your website? And you could
especially during the elections.
Especially during
because
the election.
Because back then, that was when Russia was involving itself in the elections.
Yes.
And so Zuckerberg then decided to look at this issue, and during the election time, is looking more seriously at what's true or not true, or what could be a misinformation, or what could be propagating, content that's going to damage people or that's going to harm people. And so now that's when it stepped up. Once the legislature got involved and started questioning, you know, what these tech companies are doing or not doing, right?
But I think then
they started to take action to avoid regulation, now they're probably going to be regulated.
But to Cal's question about, well, who's the one that determines whether or not it's factually correct? You could see the look on Zuckerberg's face. I guarantee you that's what he was thinking, like, how am I supposed to determine what's true or not? Do you know how many people advertise on Facebook? I mean, if I got to hire staff to go in and fact check every commercial, and by the way, politicians saying things that might be bending the truth a bit or taking things out of context, that has been happening that has been happening on airwaves for as long as there have been airwaves, there's been television.
Right.
This isn't something new for Facebook to be airing ads that maybe took something somebody said one time out of context. That's just politics. But you could see him going, how do I create something that will fact check everything? And Cal, I think that point is correct.
And he was also saying, wow, we make so much money during the elections. No, I mean, seriously, this is for broadcast industry, for cable, for internet. This is salad. These are Christmas days.
But you know what he does to fact check, right? Well, he Googles it.
He Googles it.
Exactly.
So then what do people say? Well, I fact check. How do you fact check? I Googled it. So what did you do when you Googled it? Well, that came up with the top results. Okay. And then you got people going, yeah, but Google manipulates the top results.
Yeah, that's the same as saying, oh, I researched this. Really?
Yeah.
What does research mean to you, Google? Yeah, right.
I mean, you got to look at your source, guys. I mean, really, the truth of the matter is, if you're researching something, trying to find out something factually, you have to take the source into account for the level of truthfulness.
Which is precisely, in my opinion, when you post a news item, you should cite your source.
I agree with that.
One of the greatest problems in the COVID pandemic was people who said, my mom knows a lady who works at the CDC in Atlanta, and she says you should drink vinegar, you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was very damaging, I think, to a lot of people.
We're done with hour number one. Stay put, folks. We'll be back after the top of the hour messages. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk on Dish.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt.
If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.